You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Joining me online now from beautiful Nanaimo, British Columbia, social media consultant Don Power. How are you doing, Don?
I'm well, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You just had some boot camps over there on Vancouver Island.
Yes, we did. In Nanaimo yesterday, we had a social media camp workshop where we gathered about 150 people from Nanaimo to get tips on how to use social media for business.
Oh, how did that go?
It was a fantastic event. We had people from just about every industry you can think of in Nanaimo, and we had four professionals in the field, myself included, talking about Twitter, Facebook, social media in general, and productivity on social media. So we were able to cover the gamut of social media.
You really did.
Yesterday.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit with you. I noticed you've written a bit recently about doing Facebook advertising, and I'm fascinated by how much you can basically narrow down your audience with a product like Facebook as far as creating ads.
That's right.
Yeah.
The strength, of course, is just what you said about Facebook advertising. It allows you to target specifically the audience you want to reach. And Facebook determines that by the information that your users or the Facebook users fill out in their profile, the pages that they like, the pages that they talk about and comment on.
In posting,
it's all tracked. And it ends up being very useful for marketers who want to target their advertising, specifically for the people who are interested in the type of things that they provide.
And let's begin with the social side, and then we'll get to the business side in a moment. But a lot of people are really concerned about their privacy and how Facebook uses their information. And it's kind of a double-edged sword, because if you fill out your profile information on Facebook, if you are posting a bunch of information, it tells advertisers an awful lot about you, which allows them to target you for their advertising. Now, a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, I don't want people knowing that much about me. But personally, I would rather be seeing ads coming on my Facebook page for fly fishing products, because people know I like fly fishing. They know from what I post and what I do, as opposed to Viagra, for example, which I also get ads occasionally in my email box for, which I don't appreciate as much.
Right, right. Well, the issue of privacy on Facebook has been a big issue and continues to be an issue of great concern. Facebook has introduced just very recently a number of measures where you can define the people to whom you want your updates to be seen and read by. So that's you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
They are incorporating additional measures of privacy, so that your conversations, again, are relevant just to the people who you want them to be relevant to. Now, the interesting thing about advertising, and should we expose ourselves to advertising, in general, these days, the majority of the social platforms that we engage in are free. And so they're actually, they have to be paid for some way. So in other words, you're going to be exposed to advertising one way or another on a lot of these free social media platforms, which we all like and use and get a lot of value from. So as you said, you're better off getting advertising that's at least targeted toward the things that you like and the people that you interact with, as opposed to random advertising that has nothing to do with you.
And this isn't a new thing. I mean, depending on what television show you watch, they pay very close attention to what the demographic of that show is. Now, it's going to be a wider net, but they're still targeting towards you.
Yes. The big distinction between television advertising or any traditional form of advertising, though, Steve, when you compare it to Facebook, is that Facebook advertising in general is interactive. In other words, you typically, for the best designed ads on Facebook, are ones where you can actually interact with a brand on Facebook, as opposed to just simply a static ad that gets you to try to buy a particular product. So the social element for the best ads is included in those ads, and that is the new thing. That's the new piece, that it has a social engine involved with the advertising as opposed to just the solicitation to get you to buy the products. At least that's the best advertising incorporates that social engine.
Yeah, let's talk about the anatomy of a Facebook ad for a moment. Now, all of the users out there who use Facebook, you'll recognize the ads there. They appear in the column on the side of the Facebook page.
That's right.
But when you start as a small business, and I'm especially thinking of micro businesses, you know, really local businesses. I don't know, the local dog trainer or restaurant or service that's right in your town of Nanaimo or Vancouver or Victoria.
That's right.
When you when you start to build your ad, the amount of control and the amount of and how much you can target your who's going to see the ad is tremendous.
Yes, absolutely. You can define. I mean, one of the easiest criterion to sort of wrap your head around for an advertiser is geographic location.
Yes.
So Facebook can very much control the individual towns. Mm-hmm. No matter what the size of where you want your ad to be seen. But probably a more powerful criterion for the person or the people, rather, you're going to focus your ad toward are what pages they've liked, what interests they've defined. And that information is actually part of the Facebook advertising interface. So it will allow you to select from the myriad likes and pages and interests that are out there, and you simply can actually pick them from a list. So it Facebook makes it very easy for an advertiser or a small business, even a micro business, to select just the criteria that is important to them. And that could be the city that you live in, the fact that people have mentioned in their tweets or their Facebook updates that they like dogs, their likes and interests, pages that they frequent, and even comments from that person and to various pages can also be defined as someone's level of interest in the products that you serve and the advertisements that you end up serving them on their page. It's incredible.
And similar targeting, you don't then have to spend huge amounts of money to reach a broad spectrum of people, but you can spend a small amount of money to reach a very targeted group. And you can probably create a fairly effective Facebook campaign for as little as maybe $10 or $15 a day.
That's absolutely right. In fact, you could probably do it for less than $10 a day if you think about a month. You could design a pretty effective campaign, you know, if you're just starting out and you want to test the waters for probably as little as $150 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the beauty of Facebook is it allows you to determine how much you want to spend. And it's very precise in its ability to tell you how much your advertising will cost you. And it will never transcend that amount, your upper limit. In other words, you don't have to worry about your ad being super successful and then Facebook charging you $50,000 for the ads.
Yeah.
You actually specify exactly how much money you have to spend and the thresholds that you want, and your advertising will be published within those parameters.
Within those parameters. You actually bid on the amount that you're going to be willing to pay per interaction. You were talking about the fact that these are interactive ads for the most part. By somebody clicking on your link and coming through, you can actually track that. So you can see the success rate that you're having. How many people coming to your page, how many people coming to your site, and then how much business you close as a result. So it's very trackable.
Yes, that is another wonderful feature about Facebook advertising. Unlike traditional advertising that we mentioned earlier, is that, yes, when you put out an ad on TV or in the newspaper, it unless you have a physical coupon or something that someone can bring to your location, it's hard to track who saw your ad and ultimately who's cashing in on it or who's redeeming it. Whereas Facebook, every last statistic about who clicks on it, what they did after they clicked on it, did they share that advertisement? Did they talk about the keywords in that ad to their friends or to their Facebook colleagues? All of that information is trackable to a granular level so that you can modify your advertising campaign accordingly.
And all of everything that we've said about Facebook can be translated into some of the other social sites. I'm thinking especially of LinkedIn. We have the exact same kind of capabilities within LinkedIn.
Yes, LinkedIn. I made notes earlier in anticipation of our call that LinkedIn advertising works virtually the same way. And because LinkedIn, of course, like Facebook, has a lot of data for every account that signs up there, again, you can be very granular in your approach to who sees your ads and just target them to the specific businesses or likes or interests of the LinkedIn users so that they just see your ads. So, yes, you're quite right. It works very similar to Facebook, and its targeting is its key benefit.
Don Power is a blogger online. His site, donpower.com, has lots of blog posts. He explains this stuff very well, and it's a resource that I visit often. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Don.
Oh, my pleasure, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Good job, Don.
All right, thanks, Steve.